What's good, honorary space rangers? It's Blurred and Beyond. We're back again with another wonderful episode for you. It's season 8, episode 5. This or that.
Music
edition.
All right, there you go.
Hey. Now, before we get into it, you know all we gotta do our hot topic.
Hey.
All right.
This is gonna be fun.
So the Wanda Wise has stated the only MCU character she wants to play is Storm.
Okay, I ain't mad.
Okay, hey.
Okay.
Give it to her.
All right.
The Wanda.
What was the motivation? Was there a motivation why she wanted to play, you know, Storm?
I'm not. This is devastated. Just released a statement. I know she was supposed to play a character in Captain Marvel, the first one when it was coming out, but she had to drop from the role of, I guess, the scheduling conflict. Okay. But ain't no telling who she was supposed to play. So I guess at this point, she's like, only one I want to play now is Storm.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you got to fight for what you believe in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Zendaya is reportedly supposed to play Shrek's daughter in Shrek 5.
Okay.
All
right. Bring him out. Okay. Bring him out.
Really give I'm ogre, messing with it. It's fine. I'll give it a chance.
I'm screaming. He said she don't really give ogre.
Lord.
That's hilarious.
That's my opinion. You know what I'm
yeah, I agree.
We'll see.
Now
what's
you telling
going
me
on.
You wouldn't bend Fiona over, bro?
She gonna take yeah after her mama, apparently.
You gonna have green.
You probably gonna be slim. And, yeah.
Shrek
you,
ain't.
You gonna tell y'all meat the green eggs and ham.
She gonna take after her mama. I bet.
Bars.
There's a new show coming out. That's basically a comic book show. Comic book store. A black comic owns comic book store. It's called The Comic Shop.
Okay. I mean,
right.
So, like, the comic book gonna be like the life in the store or something?
Nah, it's just a comedy.
Oh,
okay.
A black
okay
comedy.
I mean, it's not interesting. Just off of that, like, the first thing that popped in my head was Kim's Convenience.
Yeah, they got a trailer out.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch
I'm
that
rooting for everybody. Okay. Black.
Yeah,
that's right.
The dude that, I don't know I think it's the second guy that started voicing a Cyborg. He's in it.
Okay.
Okay, from
interesting.
Okay. I got you.
Hey. Hey. They got little something going on.
19 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 20.
Yeah, 20. Go on, even it out.
Yeah. Going back before we get started. Or did you have any more?
Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and comment on what you was commenting on.
I wanted to ask how y'all felt about the Thunderbolts trailer.
Oh,
talking about Marvel.
I'm excited.
I know if they fight in Sentry, I know like if I was on that team, I kind of be like when she was asking, she was like, none of us can fly. So we just going to shoot at him and try to punch him. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm going to go ahead and retire. Cause like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
So like
people disappearing Sentry, in the shadows into the, in the day trailer.
Sentry is kind of like Marvel's version of Superman, right?
In a way,
I guess in some ways, because I think some people compare Superman to who's the other dude, Hyperion.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's why I begin to miss it, because I'm just like, okay, you about to fight somebody on that type of level. I don't see no victory in that, but they gonna have to, you know, figure it out. I guess you know.
Yeah. Maybe screen question on YouTube broke it down really well, because I. In the comics, Sentry is also the Void, which is a villain. So it's like one in the same, and like he wipes his memory, so the Void can't pop up anymore. That's why the people are turning into shadows in there. The Void is like some black figure. That's why the people, and then they were saying like the people that's in the Thunderbolts, the team that's chosen, is really because of mental issues of like their background and what they dealt with. So they're gonna get beat the fuck up. But like the way of like yeah. helping, you know, Because, like, apparently they get in, they're going to go into his mind or whatever to help the Sindri to take down the void, because they're going to connect with him because they got shit that's fucked up with them too. So oh. they can connect like that. That's how they broke it down. And I was like, I mean, that makes better sense. And it makes better sense of who they chose for the team, because it's like a Suicide Squad movie, basically. I loved it when they said that, because Taskmaster is probably gonna die. I was like, yep, go ahead.
Just you killing niggas.
Why you kill off Taskmaster like that?
Yo, you want to keep her? You want to keep her? You want to have the real Taskmaster?
I was just asking for your.
I mean, that's obvious. We've been talking about it. Why would I want that?
You're right.
Okay, get her off. Anyway, but she's not in the trailer that long too. That's what they mentioned. I said I didn't realize that. Even though I went looking for her, but
I wasn't either.
She wasn't in the trailer like that. So they mentioned that, and I was like, that, you know, now I'm more excited about it. But.
I'm weak.
I want to see. I want to see what's going on. But
it sound deep, no diddy.
Yeah, but there's a Black Cinderella partnership with Creative Soul and Disney, and they released a doll. It actually looked pretty good. They did their thing.
Like dolls.
But you know, if you got a daughter or something, there you go.
All right.
I believe that's it. Or if I got, let me double check. You know, I'll be sharing stuff. Oh, apparently the live action Miles Morales will be part of a rebooted Sony universe set to be established after Avengers Secret Wars.
Ooh. So,
when after everything is rebooted.
Okay.
But yes, that's the final hot topic.
All right.
DJ. Start the music, but not play. You know, this is that music edition. You know, like this is a long coming episode because it was like based off a snippet video. It was made on our TikTok. It was like, you know, that'd be interesting. And then, you know, to put two brains together, we came up with a big list, me and the Green Ranger. Let's see if y'all want to see what we're going to present and you're going to talk about it.
If it ain't Taylor Swift, I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear that about the episode.
Take your headset off.
That's the Chief fan in the camera off. You keep the damn traitor.
So you must need another 2K behind that case.
You get his ass off the goddamn TV right now.
You need two more K's behind that case.
So I'm sorry. That's
crazy that you say that.
That's crazy.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
We starting off like this?
First on right. this is based off the snippet video.
Who Beyonce fun? God dang, Rihanna is too.
Yes, she
let
is.
Let me know what you want. What you want? This or that? Beyonce's irreplaceable, or Rihanna's take a bow. You know, give a little breakdown. His songs are very similar in ways. If it ain't too similar, cry to your mama about it. But anyway, yeah.
It's taking me back to the days, boy. Middle school.
We ain't gonna hold it against you if you don't.
I was out here acting like I had a girlfriend.
You feel me? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
What do you say, Prince? My fault.
I mean, just be honest about it. Like, what about your vote? We ain't gonna hold it against you. You know, you seen it. You can go break it down to the music video, the lyrics of the song, whatever. If you just want to vote based off who you think look better, that's your prerogative. That's your prerogative.
Tell so, yeah. Prince whatever you think.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna hold it against you, you know what I'm saying?
I think for me,
yes,
and this is part of the reason why I'm even a fan of R. Kelly. Because what was because I didn't really listen to his music, but I would sing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I would rather hear myself sing it. So with this song, I would rather sing Take a Bow than Irreplaceable. Because I just feel like the content is just a little deeper. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Rihanna.
Applause.
I was going to go with Rihanna anyway, just because saw it, Take a Bow popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as I saw it. I was like, okay, I gotta go with Riri, man.
I was gonna get
it. I mean,
it ain't
I would.
A bad choice.
I would go Beyonce, but I'm like, I feel more for Rihanna on, and just on, in all honesty here, because I mean, Irreplaceable, I mean, you know, I'm just
yeah, to the left, to the left. It had a little, yeah, I mean, it had a little thing.
You always go to the left. I mean,
it had a little thing.
I mean, I don't mind, everybody, you know, I'm just saying,
you know, had a that was like time. The first viral song, wasn't it?
Right, yeah, that's the first time it comes to mind. I'm like,
That's a fact.
But I would, I probably would listen to Take It Bow first, though. Now, this don't mean I'm saying Rihanna's a better artist.
Yeah, you know, people gonna be in their feelings.
Yeah, dude, stand on business. No, I'm kidding.
Don't kill me, Beehive, because I'm a part of it.
Please, right.
I am a part of it. But this particular song versus song, I gotta go Rihanna. When she told that nigga he had an ugly cry, I was like, damn.
Gosh, harsh.
She don't give a damn about you. All
reality check.
Yeah, she over with you. She tell you your cry ugly. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, yeah. They both dropped songs for the sisters. Like, you know.
Yeah, they was some anthems right here.
Go ahead. We tired of this. We gone. Get out.
Right.
No talking. Ain't no more talking.
Right. But yeah, I'm going with Rihanna. Like it's a melody stuck in your head. Right. Like you,
exactly.
you ain't even on a. There was a situation they dealing with. You, all right, I'm about to sing this too. So,
All right. And anybody that watched the game with Wendy Pearl Robinson, she made this song go viral too because she was singing to Rick Fox, and that shit was funny as hell, boy.
So, oh my God,
I don't recommend anybody go find it on YouTube. It's the game. Just type in "Take a Bow," the game, and it should pop up. And that shit was funny as hell.
All right, on to the next one. You ready?
Round of applause, baby. Made that ass.
For those who don't know, the image on the left is from Chris Brown, Residuals, and of course,
you,
Confessions, Usher.
Who's getting all the my residuals?
I'm telling you right now, I'm going Residuals. Because, like, whew, I mean, dang, that good shit. I turned that junk up. I turned it up.
He went.
He buried his soul.
Juggler with that one.
Like, he buried his soul that night. For Hopeless Romantic, this is real. That's love right there.
Residual. Mm-hmm. Sing it, bitch.
For that's real. Crazy.
That is crazy. I gotta clutch the pearls on that one.
Imagine
you singing somebody in the crowd yell that to you.
Right.
Hold like, up.
Come out.
Hold
like,
up.
Hold down. The like, wait concept. A minute.
Like, that's a deep song, man. For real.
I mean, you really, you like, it's going back to what I was saying about Rihanna. You just, but at the same time, I feel like you can do that with Confessions if you if you feel it enough.
Yeah.
You know, because that's tough.
I probably go with Confession. I got a lot of memories with that one.
Watch this.
I listened to Usher a lot when I was younger. I know my dad always said I was dancing to it when I was young. Me and my cousins, we did a concert like with Burn and all that in front of
Burn
my family.
Burn and all, yep. Mm-hmm.
Know
what you mean?
With
the
footage,
that was a long time ago.
He said, "Where the footage?
Somebody find
release
it.
The footage.
Put it out there."
But yeah, it was like fun. I got a lot of fun memories, and
I feel that for real. I won talent shows doing Usher, so Usher always gonna be in my heart. So that's tough.
That's tough, yeah. That's a little tough. A
tough one for like, real.
I'm
gonna have to go Confessions, though. I ain't gonna lie.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side. Got one
on the way.
Woo!
Telling you that music had me singing like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Yeah.
All in the lunchroom. Now, yeah. And I don't know what to do. Guess I gotta keep on to my confession. And
that's so good.
I gotta make a decision.
That song, what else?
Hang up, call right back.
Oh, Superstar. Yeah.
That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, that whole album was ridiculous.
You got a lot of songs.
That whole album was ridiculous. That's actually the song that I wanted to challenge you with. Yep, you got it bad.
He got you awards. You might as well go for it.
I think I might have to just off of that alone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what hurts Chris Brown is the fact that Usher got so many, got legs. Like Residual is so new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like in another 5 years, I might like Residuals more.
Yeah.
Because it's just one of those songs you really can get your, you know.
Get you what?
Deep, bro. It's deep.
Yeah, he poured his heart out. Well, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Residuals.
All right, then. All
right.
I stand on that hill alone.
Michael, you the drink.
Yeah, okay, so I mean, like I said, I grew up on Usher more than anything. So
of course,
you know, I'm about to say Chris Chris is different though. But Usher, I grew up on him though, because like I said, like, just like what Phil was saying, you know, like not like Burn, Fashion, you know, just I gotta go with Usher on this one for me.
But you can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, so I can't go wrong with either one though, but.
Either one gets
sure,
you going.
Either one gets you going.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, that's sure for me.
On to the next one. You ready?
This
is kind of traumatic. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. Shit. That's why I fucked
you. Hit him up. They not like us.
Get money.
I gotta go hit him up, bro.
I gotta go and hit him up as well, dog. Just the fact that, like, the shock of it all, you know what I'm saying? I wish I was the age now hearing that for the first time, like, just driving down and then come on the radio, because I know I would have been like, I probably would have crashed the car. I would have been like, what are he talking about?
Especially the outro when he was just talking. I was like,
I was like, oh my God.
Man, my fault for making sure all your kids don't grow.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers don't want
beef. He had a parody Biggie and Faith in the video. Like,
yeah. He was like, upset.
When niggas really was up in parody. Like, man. When he was dissing, you had a parody character. If he had a parody Drake in there, oh my gosh, that would have been.
Yeah, people don't parody. They don't parody no more.
Wow.
They ain't trying to get sued.
Dangerous. Yeah, people be like, "All right, he think he talking to sue him. It's defamation. Sue him. Defamation.
What he's saying now, but he the one that said Kendrick was beating his wife though. But it's all right.
Exactly.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me.
And said that man best friend had a kid on him with his girl.
Yeah.
But you know, we ain't talking about that though. We just worry about
We're not gonna talk about that, but
man, they're both of them bangers though.
Yeah, they're both bangers. I would say musically, of course, I would go with Not Like Us, because as soon as that come on, just start throwing it up.
He wanted to dance, so he got him.
I'm throwing up the prayer hands.
All right, then.
Yeah,
beat your ass and have the Bible of God watch.
Yeah, Not Like Us is like,
but just lyrically, because I feel like Not Like Us was a victory lap. Meet the Grams to me would be on the vicious, like, oh my God, I might have to turn this off because but Hit 'Em Up was vicious and musically. You'd be like, oh shit, even though he talking mad crazy shit.
Yeah, his niggas kill him too. Yeah. I said, damn.
He was like, man, get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Yeah. As much as got pop. I was like, God dang.
Yeah.
He ain't let nobody breathe.
That whole video was amazing. Oh, yeah.
I gotta go hit him up. I love Not Like Us.
Yeah.
But hit him up just on a different level.
Had the whole little squad. They out there bobbing their head too. Like, man, dang.
Right.
They knew it was a hit. They're like, yeah, we got these niggas.
My folks will make sure all your kids though, bro.
Yeah, yeah. All right, then. Let's go to the next one. Y'all ready?
Oh, hold on. Oh, that's an evil laugh.
Deeper and deeper.
Yeah, it was an evil laugh. Deeper.
Here we go. Shorty like
so we got Bow Wow and
I want you. Lord, I want you.
I want you to go.
Off gate, I'm going with Lord. I'm going with Lord. Lord, goes, I want you.
When he was like, she's fine too, but
I'm going Lord.
Yeah, that's that shit.
I'm gay.
She's fine.
I just had to be
That's what we have in Lil Wayne, right?
Yeah, that's what Lil Wayne. Yeah. That's what Wayne was in that
Chris Brown versus Lord and Lil Wayne.
At one point, it was like, like mine. I did like that because it's like
that was a nice song.
You sure? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Cause they had a run. Yeah, they was on a run. I ain't gonna lie. When he put them two together, they was gonna run.
You seen somebody there in the hallway? You're like, ain't you supposed to be going to your next class? Hey, hold on. All this love inside of me, and all I wanna do is give it to her. Like, I gotta get this number. You talking about school?
That's crazy.
I gotta get this dump.
Yeah, I'm going with Lloyd.
I think I gotta go with Lloyd, though.
I'm telling you, son.
Okay, yeah.
That was the days, boy. Memories, boy.
All right. Some cooked
it's
food.
Getting better. It's getting better now. You ready for the next one?
Oh, man. This is torture, low key. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I have to agree. Ooh, we got Chris Brown.
You're messing with the one.
I ain't gonna lie, Big Sean. When he dropped that jump,
I like Big Sean too.
Hey, bro, that jump was a bop, boy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I hear you telling everybody. People were walking up to teacher saying that joke, bro.
Little stupid ass. I ain't fucking with you.
I was like, jeez, bro.
Since I got a bird brain and everything, I said, oh, God.
He spazzed on that whole word.
That joke was the song of the year.
Song where it start with, That was in it.
Change real quick. You're like, hold on, what's this?
I think. I mean, I love Deuces.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's in my top probably three Chris Brown songs. But that I Don't Fuck With You. That was a moment.
Boy, sing that song.
And then he was doing his feelings after that.
He had to. Man, I was about to start playing that at work.
I'm weak.
You know why?
That's my
That's funny.
Bruh. Well, that's settled. I'm telling you, it get deeper. You ready for the next one?
Ain't nothing like throwing a deeper.
Oh, my bad. I thought that was three.
There's plenty of room.
I was going with Big Sean. Y'all ready then?
Oi.
All right, here we go.
Oh, hell no. I'm good.
I don't want these problems.
I don't like this.
I don't like this at all. Y'all dirty.
Yeah. I thought y'all
was cool because it was green and red. Christmas colors.
I'ma take it home with me.
Bussy baby, is it?
That's with Neo, right?
Neo, yeah.
Please, so. You wanna speed fast lane, pedal to the flow, man, trying to get back.
That one was good too, man.
such a good song. I want T-Pain, man.
I don't know, man. Actually just playing that just on the radio too. That's the crazy part.
Neo and T-Pain won the Masked Singer too, by the way. Y'all fan of that though.
Yeah, he did. He started it all. His singing ass.
And both of them won. Most recent too.
Right.
Neo won. First one.
You gotta have a little. Everybody got to be in sync too, bro.
I'm telling you, what's happening?
I still gotta go with Plies though.
Plies, all right. Two votes for T-Pain, one for Plies. What's happening with this
song now, bro?
We're going on Black and Gold. What y'all voting?
You go ahead, Michael. I could be, you know.
I'm weak. He said he
go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm with T-Pain on this one.
He had controversy with his song too, because people was like, "Are you saying ooh-wee, or is you saying and then, like they ain't know what the hell he was saying?"
Right. All right. Moving on. Here we go.
I ain't want to have to choose.
That's a good one right there.
Bow Wow Soulja Boy. Oh God. Okay. All right.
Hello.
It's me to the phone.
I ain't gonna hold you. Last night your girlfriend was head was on my ass. I gotta go, Marco Polo.
He said,
"Oh, I was disrespectful."
It's the way you said it, bro. Yeah, that's just funny. It almost sounded like Randy. Like,
you know what I'm saying? That line was killing.
Why ain't writing that Bow Wow? I just
wanna get. Nah, that was Soulja Boy line. Soulja Boy featured on the song.
That's a Nick.
He's featured on the song. That nigga killed that. That was like, hey. Everybody was saying that.
Oh no, man. I'm
laying out. Yeah.
Lucky.
Kiss me through the phone.
What's that phone number they kept saying? I know somebody called that number, bro.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone like, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I gotta go Kiss Me Through the Phone.
This song, when this song came out, I was like, "This Soulja Boy?" Like,
yeah. Right.
It's
you know, he could get a little sentimental.
Man.
A little sentimental.
Baby. He always young around the time when this came out, so it got you thinking, like, you know.
Right. I'm trying to cake up.
Yeah, I gotta get this to the phone.
Where my two-way at? I need my two-way.
Where my toy phone at?
Kiss me through the phone. See you when I get home.
I'm probably gonna go with Kiss Me Through the Phone as well.
I understand.
We on the phone like
that's three for y'all.
Cause y'all know how much I love that sentimental music, bro. You know,
you like to feel a little something.
I like to feel a little something in my heart. Was it sadness, love?
You know? Would you vote it for?
I said Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Well, that's three, yeah.
I do like Soulja Boy or Verse though and Marco Polo.
Yeah.
I like
I'm telling you. Here we go. Y'all ready? It's getting get deeper now.
All right.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Lifestyle versus power structure.
Yeah, shit, just a little this here lifestyle.
Yeah. All matters.
It's
that
beat is something else, bro. You got some bass, bro. That beat hits.
That's some good ass music, man. I ain't give a fuck that I ain't know what you talking about.
Yeah. I said it like I did. Like I spoke the same language.
Bruh, I had to look at the lyrics. She got a lot of favorite songs. Bruh, I had to look at the lyrics. What is he saying, bruh?
Yeah.
I was like, let me listen for real. Make sure he ain't talking about eating ass. All right, okay. I can ride with that. I can ride with that.
All right. I'm going to make sure. Just in case.
I don't want to be out here. All right. Saying shit.
Right.
You know he's saying this, right?
Play with your chin.
Oh, I can't. Oh, well, y'all
trying. That man was singing in Mandarin.
Power Circle was good, but yeah, your lifestyle holds weight. Moving on. That was an easier one. But this one.
Uh-oh.
Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana.
That's a cool
one. Princess, Darling, and Nikki.
Oh.
I ain't gonna lie. There's a certain attachment that I have to Dirty Diana because, like, once again, when I used to sing it at a young age, I had a Dirty Diana, you know what I'm saying? I knew I had one, you know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
And so it was like,
I didn't know the meaning
when I thought I had one, you know, it didn't age well.
You but, never made me stay, so take a little of me.
I love Michael Jackson.
I'm going with Michael Jackson.
He was cold in that movie. Now he was
Darling Nikki.
Come back, Nikki, come back. He was messed. That was fucked up.
Is it going to be me? I'm telling you.
They
be getting the girls wet now. Goodness,
Prince was doing a lot on that stage. I was like, "Hey, clean up on Al 7."
One sponsored by Moms.
And 9.
Because
10-2.
Yeah.
You said sponsored by what?
Moms.
Oh, you stupid.
I'm telling you.
Between all that curl activated.
Who you telling?
There ain't nothing on the floor but curl activated and
no, man. We know about your friends.
But I mean, I mean, even if I wasn't biased, I still would go with Dirty Diana. Because musically, I mean, this nigga had violins, guitars, the beat was dropping, drums,
and all the instruments.
I mean, this nigga really was telling y'all she is a hoe in the most musically way he could ever think of.
Right.
I'm trying to call my girl, baby. I promise you I'm going to be there. He with me. Wait.
What? Look, that beat me on the phone. What?
Girl, you know that was Tim. He always playing.
You know he can throw his voice. God. You know he got that voice changing thing.
Always playing.
Jermaine. Impersonator.
Stop it.
But that's two for Diana or three for Diana.
I went for Michael.
Oh, that's three. Ooh, Prince. That was three then.
Foo don't like Michael Jackson.
Michael said Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's cool though, Foo, because I didn't know you was into Prince like that. That's what's up.
That Darling Nikki.
Yeah, if you know who my family is, they listen.
Oh, they heavy on them. That's why I say day one and two. Ain't no.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Whichever one. Whoever one or two, but they one and two. Ain't no debates after that.
That's a fact. Right? Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there now.
Yeah, Glow. But now this is TGI Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all next to going Glow because I mean Pound Town a little catchy, but
funny.
I agree with Prince on this one.
Like, yeah,
Glow
like
is on a run. You hear me? Glow is on a run.
Yeah, she
rock paper scissors shoot, baby. Like, goddamn.
7 p.m. Friday. 95 degrees. She calls it to be 100 degrees for like 2 months after that.
Nigga, she got.
She brought a wave. She got girls singing her song. You right. You right.
Oh yeah, niggas do be in it. 7 p.m. Friday.
But they be singing. They be singing "Sexy Red."
Too. I ain't got no nigga.
I mean, that's the song. Not no other junk.
Nah, you right. You right. They more likely to. They more likely.
We playing,
more,
nigga. Really. Don't suck a bitch toe. Pound ten. Pound ten.
So nigga. two for glow. Oh, nigga, three for glow. Out. 3 for glow. All right, that was fast. Nigga, eat me
out. Yeah, I think we all went with glow, but I like
Pound Town. It was three for glow.
I'm glad she made that song.
This next one,
for sure. You sound like you do the whole song.
Hey, they played it a lot.
I'm a walker. Yeah,
they did. Okay.
Both
nah, I was listening to it. I don't give a damn.
Versus Scissor.
Now, this is a really good one because it's funny how you took this out of my brain. Because I was like, Summer Walker and Scissor would be great. And then you was like, Summer Walker and Scissor. I was like, see?
Dang, bro.
I love them.
Girl, man.
You don't even call me like you used to.
This is a hard one, bro. Now this one's tough because I listen to both of them. I probably listen to Summer Walker a little more just because I feel like Apple Music a little biased. But
yeah. That's why I got Spotify.
Dang,
they let you control you.
I can get Spotify or Apple Music.
Hey, we ain't
talk about it. Talk about it. You got the access. I probably could get a bootleg version of Apple Music.
It'll probably still be better than Apple Music. Lord,
hey, don't kill the sponsors now. Don't kill the sponsors.
Oh, my fault. You both are great companies. It's all jokes and all love.
Too late.
So I'll get it real quick.
All right, bet. I can't.
Because I don't want to mix that up with something else.
I mean,
not when I put on
the
spot.
Right.
Because
all her songs is
in my head right now. I mean, it's good. He probably heard it on the radio, though. Like,
I know, but I'm hearing like a billion songs in my head, so I'm like, is that the right one?
He probably
That's what I'm trying to think. Like,
you should mute your mic and play the song to yourself real fast. All right.
That's what I'm about to do. Shoot.
That song, I was like, I didn't know who she was at first because I was like, I seen pictures of her and I was like, that can't be her. I was like, no, she don't even look like she can sing. I was like, no, it is her. It is her.
Okay. Second real fast. Let me see here.
And she actually looks good. At first I was like, I couldn't tell. I wasn't sure. I was like, is this a sexy red that can sing or something? Nah, she don't look nothing like her.
I don't know. I might have to change my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, that is love.
Oh, you asked me about that. I thought you asked me about the Summer Walker song. Yeah.
I couldn't remember the Scissor song because I had like all her songs in my head. I was like, I might be
wrong. That
Love Galore.
That's a pop, though. Like, I'm trying to think. If I were here in person, I think SZA would have me more entranced.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, when she sang on the Super Bowl too, I was like, "Yeah, she sound like she sound if she was like, you know what I'm saying, recording."
That's tough.
Like she like that.
That's a tough one. I'm gonna have to listen to Girls Need Love too,
real fast.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Summer Walker, when she sings, it's like she's singing to my neck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like she likes.
I just be like, girl, get off me, girl.
Like,
get off me.
Yeah.
The baby still woke. Get off me.
Yeah.
You know. So okay, it's really hard to not choose her. But that Love Galore is beautiful.
Okay, ugh, I see why now. I see why.
I think Love Galore is a little bit more hypnotic than Girls Need Love.
Yeah, I might pick SZA.
I think I got to go with SZA too, man.
Yeah. Because it's just that beginning. I had forgotten about Love Galore. I ain't going to cap to you.
Yeah.
When I heard it, when I heard her start singing, like Josh said, it was like she was right in my ear singing to me. Like, girl. All right,
here we go.
That was tough.
Get off.
Y'all ready? Grab your gear.
You know I gotta work in the morning.
Oh, it's getting sticky.
Hot shower.
I turn that shit all the way up. I don't care where I'm at.
Be about it out.
I don't care where I'm at.
Fucking no.
Chance was going off on that hoe, boy.
No, nigga, let him know.
When homeboy said "fuck your pronouns," I'm that nigga and that bitch. I don't know that. Yeah. That's one of the coldest bars I ever heard in my life.
Man, Tyler go crazy.
And then Lil Wayne talking about a sticky situation. This right. Population. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck is, the nigga's back.
Standing like an ovation. I was like, God.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I was surprised you went there.
Low came in there stomping. Yeah, that sticky hit different, bro.
Yeah, sticky. Yeah, I'm going sticky because like, I turned that shit up too and hit the radio. I was like, dang, I'll be searching. I'm like, all right, is this a station that playing too? Mm-hmm.
Hey, did Chance say something like Pikachu or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, nigga, go off.
Yeah, he was cooking too. I love that song. That whole little album.
I love Chance the Rapper, man.
Legit. He really
both of these. This is a really good battle too, because this is like college era right here, man.
Yeah.
Them niggas was both like very prominent in my college years.
Facts.
Like that school kid, cool kid, but you ain't. It's like it's cool to not be cool type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like those is like the leaders of that, and I love that era.
In two different ways too.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
exactly. Yeah, Tyler was wild.
He was wild, but at the same time, you couldn't hate on Tyler. It was like funny.
Wild, but chill.
Right.
It's weird.
This is good. This is nostalgia right here. I like this. Yeah. Good job, Prince.
You know, hey, it was you too, bro. We was in there, you know.
Oh, I forgot.
Because I said, what should we do for sticky? And you were like, bounce back, jump on. Here we go.
This is good.
Ready for the next one.
Them last two was, got me emotional. Oh, it's time to get freaky now.
Oh.
Melody, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. Chris Brown, Usher, and Zane.
Yeah, that was crazy though.
Yeah, that,
fuck you back to sleep, girl. This some heavy hitters right here, boy.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know, dog. Hold on tight
to me, girl.
Man,
Usher was in there like, come on that pussy.
Exactly.
Bring me that pussy. I'm like, Usher, why you saying it like that?
I'm going with Chris Brown.
I'm about to say, what you say?
What folks say, Chris Brown? That's crazy. Get out of here. They can,
oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah, I got to go with Chris, August, and Trey, bro. I'm going now.
I got to agree. I did, because I had to think about it. I was thinking,
man, remember the BET performance? Like, I was like,
right, they did perform that.
I'm trying to get niggas, let's get some niggas to sing that. I'm gonna be up there with you.
Zane was up there fucking it up. And that's when Zane was surprising us too, because we didn't know he had that in him.
Yeah.
You know, niggas caring one direction.
Like
he really was
though. That beautiful song. I remember his part out of everybody's.
Niggas didn't know, but then he was like
pillow talk that has
fucking and fighting it. It's a paradise. It's a war zone. Come on, man. I'm going back to sleep, bro. I'm sorry. I love you, August. I love you, Trey. Chris Brown won either way, but yeah. I gotta go.
Yeah, I was listening to it because I almost put the one with it was gonna be all three against each other, but they had Miguel up there for the second remix. But I was like, nah, that Usher and Zane one really was hitting. So I don't know. I'll be the last vote. How who we got so far? We got one. We got 2-1. Michael, what you think?
I'm going to go, I'm about to say, it's tough for me, though, but I'll go with Chris Brown on this one. Chris Brown for Usher and all them. I'm just going to make different that shit. It's tough for me to choose.
Okay, you finished it, because I was about to say,
Brown was like, I had to
get this check.
2-2. It's 2-2.
Huh. Yeah.
It's up to you, Prince.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
I gotta really think about this because I'll be talking about sexual stuff and I'll be putting it down. So I gotta be like, which one would I be like, yeah, you know, just listen to this song and give you a preview. Give you a preview of what you better get.
I'm on the playlist.
So,
We got a registered porn star on our podcast, y'all.
That is crazy.
Nick, you don't say you got OnlyFans.
No, I don't. I thought about recording myself, smashing. But I don't want to be like, oh, smashing that girl.
This is an exclusive. This is an exclusive.
This was years ago. I used to time myself.
You know how mad I'd be if I seen a friend?
You used to time yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. I do be looking at the clock sometimes, but damn.
Anyway,
2 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to say anyway.
Let's move on.
I'm going to go with, good old entanglement. Psych, wrong number. I'm going back to sleep.
This nigga's stupid. Psych.
I'm going back to sleep. I love both songs, though. I'm going back to sleep.
That's the wrong number.
But here we go. The next one is getting more interesting as we go along.
Jesus,
yeah,
good.
As we go along, LMA's Don't Fuck Me Up and Janae Aiko's The Worst.
She got the prettiest lips.
If you need to listen to the songs like you did earlier.
I'm about to have to listen to.
Please go ahead.
I don't need you.
I
gotta go with Janae Aiko.
I ain't gonna laugh.
I love LMA, but the worst. That song used to come on every motherfucking day, and I never turned. After a while, you'd be like, all right, I ain't give a damn.
Right.
Come on, fool. Hey. Don't take it personal, but you ain't shit. Woo, girl.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Better that, you know.
Christian O'Reilly, thank you. What you feel now? Fine, make sure you pause that song before you're on mute. We'll get us taken down.
O'Reilly's ass.
Copyright.
He's on press on mute. They're going to take all the monetization.
They're going to take it down. He ain't even make it up to the upload.
Copyright like a mug.
Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to go with Janae Aiko.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
That's bae.
That's bae.
It is
moving bae. On.
Yeah. Bae. Yeah.
Interesting. Here we go.
Look, it's funny. Her and Big Sean won. Just throwing it out there.
Get out of here.
Power couple.
Right.
This one is lovely.
Ooh.
I already know I'm picking, bro.
And I say, this thing I knew. Come on, man.
Usher. I'm sorry. That's automatic for me. That's Usher just automatic. Had to
do it again. In the bathtub.
Love is a Friends. I'm not going to laugh. Yeah.
Love is a Friends is my vote.
Some Friends hit this.
Tell me again. Sometimes I'm gonna be your love. Sometimes I'm gonna be your friend. Sometimes I wanna hold you. Come on, man.
Come on, see.
They let Lil Jon go off on this one though.
I'm about to Lil Jon.
Is he? There it is. Is it? I love both songs though. But that
ain't yeah, that both songs are good.
It's rare that the sequel is better than the original, but
that's crazy. Ain't that crazy though?
Let's get it. Y'all ready?
Oh shit now.
Oh.
You gotta eat the food is like grocery. Mm. As supposed to be. Oh, Marianne Breezy.
I'm
definitely going post.
No music videos. They look he was battling, but not really.
Right. He knew better. Chris Brown.
Truffle butter something nasty.
Yeah. That's when you yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with post to be.
You ain't gonna listen to the song.
He said, ain't truffle butter something nasty.
You ain't gonna listen to the song. They both involve an ass, like
I had a.
So you rather eat it?
I had a moment.
On your dick.
Thinking man, out loud,
hey man, quit asking me questions. The question have nothing to do with my choice in song.
What sound better though? Still nasty.
The one that is more iconic in my head is supposed to be.
All right,
Michael.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going with I'm going with the one on left. I'm going with left. I'm on left one for this one.
Supposed to be.
Yep, supposed to be. Mm.
Have y'all even listened to Truffle Butter though?
Let me listen to a little bit of Truffle. Remember, they got Nicki, Drake, and Wayne.
Her whole album was like
Wayne killed it.
Her whole album was like that.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm changing my vote because they ain't gonna sleep on.
They sleeping.
And that beat go crazy too.
I'm going truffle butter.
Hey,
you can't sleep on the song. Hey, you don't sleep on it because it's based off, you know, get it, punching the ticket. You know,
holding down. What's up? I still gotta go with post to be though.
Now, supposed to be is iconic.
It is though,
because when they dropped that verse right there, everybody was talking about it.
Because who ain't trying to eat Janae's groceries?
I'm going with truffle butter.
See, there it is. See?
Oh, you didn't listen to it. You didn't heard it.
Nah. It's just because of what you said. Talk about who ain't trying to eat Janae's.
So you'd rather have Nicki Minaj's on your King Kong Kingy?
Here we go to the next one.
You want that
truffle butter, huh?
The next one. Baking soda. I got baking soda.
Terrible.
Oh, this is crazy.
Man.
I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up.
You know, I was looking at the images today. They had two different images, bro. And I was like, is that the right one? Because they had a red one too. I was like, oh.
It's all.
This now look at the TV.
Listen,
this
we is ain't crazy. Going to for me.
Like, what you about to say, fool?
Nah, I just said we ain't gang affiliated.
Oh, no.
I don't know which one right then.
That's the earth. That's the earth. The blue part of the earth representing water.
See,
okay, that's all that is. It's crazy to me because I have gone on record to say that's to me the greatest hip hop song of all time. Slipping, like if I had to choose one, but then All Falls Down is my favorite Kanye song of all time. So it's like that's tough.
I'm probably gonna pick Kanye. It ain't my favorite song of all time, but
right,
it's up there. It's up there.
It's the real one, baby. I seen a whole stadium lose their mind to this song. Kanye wasn't even there. It was just them playing the song. And they knew every word. I say, fuck the police. There's high treating. We buy way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We buy a lot of clothes, and we don't really
need to buy the cover up. This
is when he was making good music, though. I'm just
about real facts and stuff.
You were hungry, bro.
Yeah, like he was making good music at the time before he loses his freaking mind.
Black man buy crack, and the white man get paid off for all of that. and I ain't even go at Holy Other Than Thou because fuck it. I go to Jacob with 43. Boy, that nigga was so
crazy. He was cooking.
He was going crazy.
He was cooking right there. Okay. Come on now.
We all subconscious. I'm just the first to admit it.
Slipping
but slipping is emotional though too, man. Yeah, that nigga was talking. Oh, yeah. He was talking some real shit, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever, I still don't know who that woman was singing in the background, but boy, she need all the money.
All right,
she
so,
was singing that hook.
So
I'm gonna have to go with Kanye though.
All right, then. Moving on. You ready?
Can't get up. You know I'm slipping.
More.
Ooh, off the picture alone.
Ooh,
ACC.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm going refill because
I
like
can be that, a Russell.
That, I mean, El Varner had me in the trance, bro. I was like, who is this?
I do like El Varner.
I was about to say the same. El Varner. That's two for El
Varner. Y'all just going off of looks or the song?
Nah, she was singing that junk though, too. Though.
Like, okay, okay.
Like,
she was.
Dude, dang. I don't know if I need a second chance. Like, what's going on? All right.
Can I get a refill?
Like, she's like a remix of Khalees, the newfound Khalees, low key.
But
like,
yeah, she do kind of remind me of Khalees. That's a good comparison. But I did fuck with how Future was. He was doing that shit. And then can you imagine your girl putting this song on?
And then he cheated on or whatever.
Well, yeah, he fucked
right.
up.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah,
I was like, dang, you wanted her so bad. You can tell the music video that you had it and you messed it up. So
it's just me and you.
He's killing that dance too. Well, I was like, hey, what the heck?
He tripped.
I said, one.
She said, I do my little dance for you.
I would say, cut. I got to talk. We got a private conversation.
Hey, we got to go make another bit
for the music video. Where I can't wait any longer because you can't be just dancing like that in front of me.
Man, you
handle this. If not, it's cool. Right. I just wanted to put it out there. But yeah. El Varner for
me. Yeah, I go with refill.
That's two.
Well, I already said El Varner.
That's three. Yeah, that's three. Moving on. Nice. Here we go. Nice. More of a most recent one right now, you know. Nasty or Push to Start.
I gotta listen to this.
Why she low key dressed like Eddie from Tekken?
Oh my god.
Stop, bro. You messing up the image. Oh my god.
Listen to the song, boy.
Don't you see it,
bro?
Listen to the song.
I'm gonna go with Tyler.
She look like she about to just cheat.
Listen to them songs, man. Cause boy.
I'm gonna stick it. I'm gonna stick it. Anybody wanna match my freak? My freak?
Michael's not impressed.
We got Tali and
T versus T, my boy. T versus T.
Who on the left?
Tinashe.
Okay.
Holy moly.
I'm going a brand new vehicle.
I probably go to NASA.
This man said brand new vehicle.
That's what I said. I was saying, who was that?
Push to Start. The new vehicle.
You stupid as hell. Right. No keys. Push to start. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it is.
I see you.
Tell a gang.
It's one and one.
Tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Push that start button.
Oh, that's two?
Yep.
I'm going to go.
Just. Get it going.
Who else need a vote?
You want to go, Josh? You want me to go?
Think is,
yeah, I'm gonna go with Nasty.
Also, it's me. Lord, yeah, I want to go last every time.
Why didn't want to match my freak? Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe I should have watched the music video. Cause I watched Nasty music video. I sure did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see why. Mm-hmm.
Nah, I got him.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Oh no.
Because Nasty an actor too. She's an actress. Like, if they ever do the Last Dragon from doing now, she need to be in the role. But I don't know. The lyrics, both lyrics is good, man. I was saying. So. Dang. Both of them is good.
Tough choice?
I gotta go with Tinashe, man. I gotta go with Tinashe. Christian, don't look at me like that. You know I was talking about push start a few days ago. But going
no more new vehicles.
No one who did,
bro.
That's crazy,
dog.
Man, look, here we go. This is interesting.
Oh, child with what's that? The butt. Oh, okay. Humble
niggas be camping. Yeah, I'm counting my bullets and loading my clips.
Why are you gonna make me choose? I'm standing 10 toes. I'm going middle child.
This is the way for me.
You feel middle child?
Yeah.
I'm going middle child too. I listen to that more.
I'm behind the chicken, under the chicken, on the campus.
What's the favorite? I ain't me out here.
I love Cole. But I gotta go. Be humble. Hold up.
Ain't no but.
Sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Did you say Michael?
Get humble.
Sit down, little bit.
Oh my! Why y'all getting me? Why y'all getting me?
Oh my man, Michael. The other child is great, but that humble.
Doom. There's only one right answer, though.
Remember when Jabby Walkies was fucking?
There's only one right answer, though.
Right. Get a child, man. Where
you staying at right now, dog?
Man,
come on, man.
We in the middle of generations.
Are you a Charlotte Hornets fan?
You got a Charlotte Hornets fan? Though, so I don't know. Humble is a Charlotte Hornets fan. It really is a good song. The video and all too.
Answer the question.
Shut up, Josh.
The video and all. Middle child.
It's great.
In between two people.
He little bro and big bro.
Yeah, he little bro and big bro at the same time. Yeah, didn't do all that promos and mail all that noise. It's a great song.
Yeah. If we was going by music videos, I would pick Humble because you know I'm a little child myself. I'm a little child.
My last stroke just went viral.
On to the next one.
Oh, she got that tongue, yo.
I'm going Lotto off gate. It's always gonna be Lotto for me.
I don't even know what the song is. I'm choosing.
I'm saying Lotto too.
I'm gonna agree with y'all.
She's looking at me kind of.
I forgot this. What was the song? Hold on, let me check my Google. It was a song.
Is it Fantasy? I mean, not Fantasy. Big Ego.
It's giving Boss Bitch.
Oh yeah, Lotto.
Yep.
I don't even think I've ever heard that Ice Spice song. Yeah. Okay. Lotto got a chill.
You can barely. Well,
it's enough.
It's enough.
Hey, you trying to jump into the.
He was trying to smell.
I was trying to see what Josh was seeing. Nah, it ain't you, Josh. You grinning way too hard. You grinning like you smelt it.
Hey, Lotto.
Hold on, that's two Lottos. Hold on.
Hey, Lotto.
Who else voted?
I haven't.
Three Lottos. I said Lotto too.
Hey, Lotto. I hear you like a
mom. My bad. All right, but look, it ain't over.
It ain't over.
Do a last entry. So here we go.
Lotto. I hear you like a mom.
All right. Talk to me.
ain't nobody sleeping now. Who man is this?
I don't know. No green could be a nasty color.
Better come to this cell block and have fun.
Then green is a crazy color.
Here we go. Y'all gonna love this one.
Y'all don't tell me what I'm gonna love.
Just to hide that big one.
No, it's not locked. You lying, bitch.
Dan, it said invalid entry.
Well then,
make me sweat. Make me hot.
Whoa.
Make me lose my breath. Make me want. Yes, ma'am.
Do what you gotta do.
Say. Interesting.
Okay.
Can't do without it. Now I can't do without it.
Interesting.
Going two step. Watch me get you. All right. As you can see, you know, man, walk it out versus the two step. What you got?
Now walk it out.
I gotta always go.
Walk it out.
I'm gonna go with two step.
All right.
I go with two step.
What's up, you, Josh?
Walk it out too, but T-Pain did his thing on two step.
I forgot about T-Pain.
I forgot about T-Pain.
Might have to change my answer.
That's what I said. I was like, dang.
Yeah. I mean, Andre goat too though, but it's the way T-Pain slid,
Oh yeah, Andre was on Walk It Out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. I think it was Andre and but Jim Jones.
He was like,
It was T-Pain and I think D40.
Yeah, I gotta go Walk It Out.
I think so. Yeah.
So that lane three.
I got Walk It Out.
Yeah, I'm saying Walk It Out
for me too.
That concludes the This Or That music edition. You know, if you wanted something else up there, you know, comment. You know what I mean, comment what you would have voted. You know,
hope you enjoy
this.
It was this, or you could get with that. You can get with this.
Who's the black sheep? Oh, you ain't doing that? All right.
He said, we not doing that?
Hey, I
know.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, y'all. Honorary Space Raiders, check out our social media, Blurred and Beyond, across all platforms. We are the one and only, so you could even type us in on Google. We're going to be the first ones. That's just how we are. Check out our gaming channel, Space Ranger Gaming, on YouTube. Check out our group page where you can find out about all things entertainment. That is the Black Space Rangers on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We just hit 1,000, so we happy about that. You know what I'm saying? We trying to grow the bigger and better, though.
Okay.
100 on subscribers on YouTube now.
And we got 100 subscribers on YouTube.
We a century.
Growing and growing.
So hop on now. No Diddy. We're one of the first people to follow us.
Hold it up.
Anybody else got anything?
No.
But thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you. Comment, like, and subscribe if you watching on YouTube.
Pussy in the grave.
What?
Wow. This fool here.
Always remember.
Go beyond.